Tesla opens CyberCab rides in Austin as NHTSA audits the wheel-free taxi. MUSK brief for 29 Aug to 4 September 2026. Purpose-built robo-taxis go public while Grok lands at the Pentagon and SpaceX AI adds mid-south compute. Key takeaways. Tesla opened limited Austin CyberCab rides on 3 to 4 September. Texas lists 45 registered CyberCabs among nearly 420 driverless Teslas. NHTSA opened a 4 September audit of how Tesla certified a vehicle with no wheel, pedals, or mirrors. The Pentagon added Starshield AI's Grok for Government to genai.mil at IL5 on 31 Aug. South Haven approved design for a fifth SpaceX AI data hall. Memphis is hiring to expand Colossus. Falcon Heavy launched NASA's Roman Space Telescope toward L2 on 30 Aug. Tesla put a production CyberCab on the Austin Robotaxi map this week, a two-seat vehicle with no steering wheel, pedals, or mirrors, booked through the same app as the existing Model Y fleet. NHTSA answered the same day with an audit of how Tesla certified a car that does not look like a car under federal safety rules. In parallel, the Pentagon put a Starshield-branded Grok on genai.mil. South Haven approved another SpaceX AI haul, and Falcon Heavy sent NASA's Roman telescope toward L2. CyberCab rides open in Austin. NHTSA audits a car with no wheel. Source, Reuters, 3 to 4 September 2026. CyberCab rides an agency review and NHTSA audit. Axios, 4 September 2026. Ride hailing now live. Teslarati, 3 September 2026. Public fleet window. Tesla held an invite-only Austin event on 3 September and then added the purpose-built CyberCab to the public robotaxi app for limited parts of the existing Austin geofence. The two-seater has butterfly doors, a 22-inch cabin screen, and no permanently attached steering wheel, brake pedal, accelerator, or mirrors. Texas DMV records listed 45 CyberCabs among about 420 Tesla vehicles authorized for driverless operations in the state. The rest of that fleet is mostly unsupervised Model Y robo-taxis, already running in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and three Florida cities. Executives describe dynamic pricing and a first-class experience at coach price, but Tesla did not publish a fare schedule or a national expansion calendar. The same day, Tesla posted a partner form at tesla.com/robotaxi/interest for companies that want to buy CyberCab fleets, build mobility hubs, or collaborate on events, an interest list, not a purchase order. Tesla Asia separately said CyberCabs will go on static display this month in Hong Kong, Tokyo, Beijing, and Shanghai, with no service or sales attached. On 4 September, NHTSA said it had opened an audit covering about 1,000 CyberCabs, looking at the technical basis Tesla used to certify the vehicle and at which federal motor vehicle safety standards the company treated as inapplicable. Tesla has not filed the kind of exemption Zoox received last month. Wired reported a Tesla executive arguing no exemption is required. The gap between 45 Texas registrations and NHTSA's around 1,000 vehicle scope is unexplained. Tesla did not comment. Autonomy still lives on the car's onboard computer. Starlink and Tesla said V5 hardware will be fitted soon for fleet ops, customer service, and cabin video. Not for the driving stack. Why it matters. This is the first time Tesla is carrying strangers in a vehicle that a human physically cannot drive. The Model Y robo-taxi already proved unsupervised miles in several U.S. metros. CyberCab is the manufacturing and regulatory bet that a purpose-built, no-controls pod can be the volume product. NHTSA's audit is the immediate constraint on that bet. If federal rules stay written for steering wheels, Austin stays a geofenced pilot. If Tesla's certification holds, the interest form is the first public channel for third parties to own the hardware. Horizon, now evidence grade. Shipped. Read or watch. Full. Caveat, fleet size is tiny versus Waymo. Rides are geofenced. Fares and third-party fleet sales are not live. NHTSA's 1,000 vehicle figure does not match Texas registrations. Company tag. Tesla Pentagon puts Starshield's Grok on genai.mil. Source, U.S. Department of War, 31 Aug 2026, official release. TechCrunch, 31 Aug 2026. ChatGPT Mill and Grok. The Department of War added Starshield AI's Grok for Government to GenAI.mil on 31 August, alongside OpenAI's ChatGPT Mill and the existing Google Gemini instance. The build is accredited for controlled unclassified information at Impact Level 5. The release lists deep thinking inference, auto, fast, expert reasoning modes, custom workspaces, persistent projects, and reusable playbooks. Official use cases are acquisition research, logistics, and other unclassified staff work, not weapons control. GenAI.mil has more than 1.7 million unique users out of roughly 3 million departmental personnel. The branding is the point. After SpaceX absorbed xAI, the government-facing Grok product ships under the Starshield name rather than as a standalone xAI SKU. Why it matters. This is Grok's first confirmed seat on a department-wide U.S. military enterprise portal. It turns the SpaceX-xAI combination into a vendor of record next to OpenAI and Google, using Starshield's existing cleared network story. It does not make Grok a targeting system. It does put SpaceX AI inside daily unclassified staff work for a large fraction of the force. Horizon, now evidence grade. Shipped. Read or watch. Skim. Caveat. IL-5 is sensitive unclassified, not classified. Consumer Grok incidents do not automatically apply, but they are why the government SKU is firewalled from ordinary ex-Grok data collection. Company tag. XAI Grok, SpaceX, CrossStack South Haven, approves a fifth SpaceX AI hall. Memphis is hiring a construction army. Source, WMC Action News 5, 2 September 2026. Board approval, Memphis Commercial Appeal, 2 September 2026, Tulane Road site. Elon Musk on X, 4 September 2026, quoting SpaceX HR on Memphis Supercompute hiring. South Haven's Board of Aldermen approved design review on 1 to 2 September for a 660,000 square foot data storage warehouse on the city's former 51-acre Tulane Road training site, next to SpaceX AI's South Haven power plant. Local reporting counts this as the company's fifth planned hyperscale building in the Memphis-South Haven cluster. Colossus and Colossus 2 in Memphis, plus South Haven sites including Macrohard RR. The vote is design approval, not a construction start. One alderman opposed adding more buildings while temporary gas turbines are still running under a state order that requires them gone by July 2027. On 4 September, SpaceX HR posted that the company is hiring engineers, electricians, plant operators, and server technicians in Memphis to build a construction army fast. Musk amplified it as, "Join at SpaceX AI in Memphis. Why it matters. Grok's government and Tesla cabin surfaces only scale if Colossus keeps adding lots. The Mid-South cluster is the physical bottleneck. Land, turbines, and a 1.2 gigawatt permanent plant under a Clean Air Act permit. Approving another hall is how SpaceX AI tries to stay ahead of leased demand, including the Anthropic compute contract disclosed in the SpaceX IPO paper. Community pushback on noise and air is now part of the schedule risk. Horizon. Next 3 to 12 months, evidence grade, filing, read or watch, skim, caveat, design review equals not energized racks. Temporary turbines remain a political and environmental constraint through mid-2027. Company tag, XAI Grok, cross-stack Falcon Heavy sends Roman toward L2. Source, NASA, 30 Aug 2026, pad and fueling updates, NASA spaceflight launch log, 30 Aug 2026, Aviation Week, 31 Aug 2026. First trajectory burn. SpaceX launched NASA's Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope on Falcon Heavy from Kennedy LC-39A at 7:26 a.m. Eastern Time on 30 August. Side boosters landed. The center core was expended. The spacecraft separated and began the multi-month trip to a Sun-Earth L2 halo orbit. Roman's wide-field infrared camera is built to survey dark energy, dark matter, and exoplanets with Hubble-class resolution over a field more than 100 times larger. This was Falcon Heavy's 13th orbital flight and one of SpaceX's highest-profile NASA science missions of the year. Why it matters. For anyone tracking the stack, this is cadence and reliability, not a new vehicle. Falcon remains the cash and reputation engine, while Starship is still in test. A clean Heavy flight with a flagship NASA payload is how SpaceX keeps the government launch book while the post-IPO company spends on AI compute and Starlink V3, V5 capacity. Horizon. Now. Evidence grade. Shipped. Read or watch. Skip. Caveat. Roman is a NASA observatory, not a SpaceX product. Success here does not move Starship's reuse timeline. Company tag. SpaceX, Grok in the car is now a controller, not a chatbot. Source. Not a Tesla app. 1 September 2026. ThinkFast 2.0. Tesla support / summer 2026.26 release notes. Reported 26 Aug to 2 September 2026. Tesla confirmed this week that the 2026 summer update, 2026.26 and later, is serving Grok ThinkFast 2.0 in the cabin. Release notes already allowed Grok to place calls, play music, set climate, open the glove box, and search controls by voice. Owner videos this week show stacked commands, mirrors, wipers, temperature, apps in one sentence. The feature needs an AMD Ryzen infotainment computer, premium connectivity or Wi-Fi, and it counts against a Grok account's rate limit. There is no on-device fallback. Audio leaves the car for SpaceX AI and comes back. HW3 Intel cars do not get vehicle control. Why it matters. This is the first widely rolling product surface where Grok actuates a Tesla, not just talks about one. It is also a live dependency. Cabin AI is a cloud service on the SpaceX AI side of the merger. If Grok's API hiccups, as it did in a multi-provider outage on 3 September, the car still drives, but the assistant does not. Horizon. Now. Evidence grade. Shipped. Read or watch. Skim. Caveat. Grok does not drive the car. Rate limits and connectivity requirements make this an accessory, not a safety system. Company tag. Tesla / XAI Grok. Cross-stack watch next Tesla Cybercab public app window in Austin. Opened 4 September, 5 p.m. Central Time. And any NHTSA follow-up filing or information request. Tesla Asia Cybercab static displays in Hong Kong, Tokyo, Beijing, and Shanghai. Venues TBA, September. SpaceX AI South Haven two-lane road site. Construction permits after design review. Temporary turbine removal under the Mississippi agreed order. Next Starship flight from Starbase, not dated this week. Grok 4.7, previously framed as weeks after the 12 Aug Grok 4.6 release, still unshipped as of 4 September.